Netanyahu advisor Aaron Klein, Palestinians no longer hold a veto over peace. By Deborah Danan on October 22, 2020. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's advisor and former Breitbart Jerusalem bureau chief Aaron Klein said in an interview published Wednesday that the U.S. brokered normalization deals between Israel, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain prove the Arab world is not beholden to the Palestinians anymore, and the latter no longer hold a veto over peace. Amid nonstop Palestinian intransigence, Netanyahu long advocated the outside-in approach, positing that peace between Israel and the Arab world could, perhaps, bring the Palestinians to engage in negotiations based on reality, Klein told the Jewish News Service's Jerusalem bureau chief, Alex Drayman. It remains to be seen whether the Palestinians will come around. But what is clear is that Gulf nations are acting in their own interests and the Palestinians no longer hold a veto over peace, Klein said. According to Klein, Netanyahu worked for years behind the scenes to build relations with Gulf and other Arab nations. We are witnessing the fruits of the Netanyahu doctrine of peace from strength and peace in exchange for peace, referring to the so-called Abraham Accord signed at a White House ceremony last month. Writing in Newsweek last month, Klein claimed the Netanyahu doctrine's principles stand in contrast with the Land for Peace formula touted by former U.S. administrations, which mandated territorial concessions to the Palestinians in exchange for peace and which has proved to be an abject failure. Since the 1990s, Netanyahu has been stating publicly that peace between Israel and the Arab world would come from building Israel into an even greater economic and military superpower. Under Netanyahu's leadership, Israel has become just that, Klein told JNS. He added Netanyahu's dogged pursuit in stopping Iran's nuclear weapons program also helped cement the deals. Netanyahu's at times single-handed campaign to stop Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons further shifted the tectonic plates in the Middle East and aligned Israel even more with the moderate Arab world versus Iran's forces of darkness and extremism. Now we are seeing history unfold, with the realization of Netanyahu's efforts at forging peace with the UAE and Bahrain, bringing immediate economic and diplomatic benefits. A UAE delegation landed in Israel to sign major agreements. The Emirati foreign minister announced Abu Dhabi seeks to open its embassy in Israel as quickly as possible.